I'm sure I don't have to tell you that rideshare apps like Uber are crowding out traditional taxis all over the globe. But in Beirut, Lebanon, they're up against an especially stubborn competitor. The good old shared taxi is still the number one way to get around there. The world's Richard Hall rode along for a day to find out why.
There's a sound that's so prevalent on the streets of Beirut that locals hardly even hear it anymore.
We make the beep like that in the car because passengers, sometimes they walk. They don't notice that the taxi or the service are behind him. So we make the horn to get his attention.
This constant beeping is the sound of taxi drivers looking for business. Unlike in New York or London, where people may have to crane their neck looking for a taxi, Beirutis are fighting them off with a stick.
You hear that sound all over Beirut?
Sure.
Is it a special beep? Is it like just 1-2?
Like that.
That's it.
I'm riding along today with Gabriel Saad. He drives a beautiful 1980 Mercedes-Benz, with racing green front seats and royal blue leather in the back and on the dash. It's the quintessential Beirut taxi. The way taxis work here takes a little explaining. The vast majority of cabs are shared rides, essentially impromptu carpools, called a service. They cost $1 a trip. They work like this. Gabriel drives around looking for passengers. When he spots one, he pulls up alongside and a speedy negotiation takes place through the window. Once he has one passenger, he finds others heading in the same direction, and so on in a continuous loop.
I prefer to ask him exactly where do you want to go. He tell me where. Okay, I said yes or no very quickly. This is the proper way for not losing time for the people behind me in their cars.
It's almost like a play. Everyone knows their roles, and it takes place thousands of times a day at the side of the road.
What was it? See? 5 seconds.
Not five.
Not
like
five. Don't be five.
Two.
Sometimes somebody argues with you.
Yeah.
You need 7 seconds or 10 seconds if you ask him where exactly.
The service is the most convenient way to get around Beirut. It's also a great equalizer. The class divide doesn't exist in the back of this cab. Everyone pays the same price. Everyone squishes in the back when the cab is full. And everyone sits in the same traffic. Uber has made some headway here since launching in 2014. They now have more than 2,500 drivers here in Lebanon. But that's news to Gabriel. I have to explain to him what it is.
Is it found here in Lebanon?
Yeah, it's here now, yeah.
Maybe
it's quite popular.
I don't know. I didn't hear about it. I told you 80% of the Lebanese people service. They don't pay taxi.
We pick up Garo and his daughter Marilyn in Bor Shamut, a neighborhood in the east of the city. He has his own car, but sometimes a service is necessary.
Once a month, I take her to the dentist. It's more cheaper. If I go with my own car, I'll pay parking 4,000, 5,000.
His daughter likes it too, for a different reason.
Because that's fast.
Usually, I talk to people. Some people don't like talking too much. I try to talk a little bit. If they talk to me, I continue talking to people about life, about problems in life, about the situation in Lebanon, about everything.
A little way down the road, we pick up Mary. She gets a service to and from work every day. She tries to avoid talking in the cab. But if the driver does start with her, it's always about the same thing.
About this problem of this country, about driver, about everything.
It's around 7 p.m. now and the service is full. Me, Gabrielle, Mary, another older woman and a man in his 20s, all with different destinations but heading in the same direction. My presence in the car has got the others talking among themselves. It's one of those nice service rides where people who wouldn't meet anywhere else are chatting along happily. For Gabrielle, it's the second shift of the day.
Usually I work from 7 morning till 12 noon time. I especially stop driving from 12 noon time till 7 or 7.30 at night. I rest at home. And then I go at night from 7.30 till 12 or 1 o'clock midnight. I work about 12 to 13 hours per day.
It turns out Gabriel was a college graduate who studied computer programming, but he couldn't find a job, so he followed his father into the taxi business. This beloved car was once his dad's.
So does it remind you of your dad when you're driving around in this car? Do you think of him?
Always. I love this car. I can smell my dad's smell in this car. I love him very much. Because without this car, you didn't see me here, because he sent me to school and to the college. from this car. He work on this car, he pay for everything. That's why.
For The World, Richard Hall in Beirut, Lebanon.